Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Ches, Mishnah Alef and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zechet Avan, Druzivik Hagon, Bekar of Mamesh. Now this Perek, we're going to be focusing on just one of the things that we mentioned in the previous Perek in Mishnah Beis. Remember, we had learned of a number of things that have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, and they're not allowed to be said in a different language. And one of those is Mishuach Mochama, the special Kayan who's anointed to go out to battle. He speaks to the troops before they fight, and what he tells them has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. And that's what we focus on. The Mishnah tells us Mishuach Mochama, the special Kayan who's anointed for the war, b'shashem darbal am, when he goes out to speak to the nation, b'lashon hakodesh hayim medaber, he speaks in lashon hakodesh. Shenamar, the pasuk tells us, v'hayakar v'cham el mechama, and it will be when you approach war, v'nigash hakayin, and the kayin will come close, zeh kayin mishalch mechama, this is referring to the special kayin who's anointed for the war, v'diber el am, and he shall speak to the nation, the pasuk says, b'lashon hakodesh, he tells them the following in lashon hakodesh, as the pasuk says. And now we focus on what he tells them. V'amar elayim, he says as follows, Shema Yisrael, listen here, Yidden, you're going to fight aliveichem, against your enemies. What does that mean, aliveichem? Who cares who they're fighting? So he's trying to emphasize, v'loyal hachechem, you're not fighting against your brothers. Lo Yehuda al Shimon, v'lo Shimon al Binyamin. It's not Yehuda fighting Shimon or Shimon fighting Binyamin. Shim tipul biyadam, if you would fall on their hands, yirachmu aleichem, they would have mercy on you. K'mashen emr, like it says in the following pasuk. We have a story in Divrei Hayamim where Melech Yisrael fought Melech Yehuda and captured 200,000 women and children and brought them back to Shimron, but the Navi said you have to return the captives. So what happened? Vayikumu anashim asher nikvu b'shemos, and the men who were mentioned by name got up, vayachziku b'shevya, and they took hold of the captives. And all those who were unclothed, they dressed from the spoils. They gave them clothing and shoes. And they gave them food and drink and anointed them. And anyone who stumbled, they put on donkeys. They brought them to Yericho, the city of dates, by their brothers, meaning back to their families. And then they went back to Shimron. And so we see that when Yidden fight each other, even though they shouldn't, but if they do and they take captives, they treat them very nicely. And so the Kohen's emphasizing, you're not fighting them. You're fighting against your enemies. Shim timplu biyadam in merachman aleichem. If you fall on their hands, they're not going to have mercy on you, and therefore you have to fight with all of your kayach and all your strength. And he continues telling them, al yerech levavchem, your hearts should not become soft. Al tiru v'al tachbazu v'gaymer. Then he uses a number of lashonos that he basically is telling them not to be afraid. So we explain what these are all saying. Al yerech levavchem, when he tells them that your hearts shouldn't be soft, why would they become soft? M'mnetzal asusim, because the neighing of the enemy horses, v'tzichtzua charavais, and the shining of their swords. Al tiru, don't be afraid. Why would you be afraid? Because of the clanging of the shields. Enemy soldiers would smash their shields together to make a lot of noise, and v'shefas hakalgasim, this is some sort of curved staff that they would smash on the ground and send little pieces of rock flying against the enemy, and that's something that's pretty scary. So the Kohen is saying, don't be afraid. When he tells them al tachbazu, what's that referring to? Mikol karanais, because the blowing of the horns and the shifers of the enemy soldiers. And al tartzu, what's that referring to? Bnei kol tzavachais, because of their yelling. The enemy soldiers would yell at the top of their lungs, trying to frighten their opponent. And all these things should not frighten you, says the Kohen to the soldiers. Why is that? Ki Hashem lekechem ha'elchim achem. For Hashem, your God, who's going with you, He's going to be fighting for you. Hein b'ayim ben Yitzchayim shel basar v'dam. They're coming with the strength and the might of basar v'dam, regular flesh and blood. V'atem b'ayim ben Yitzchayim shel makom, but you're coming with Hashem. Plishtim b'ayim ben Yitzchayim shel galyas. The Plishtim, they came with Galyas. He was tall and strong. He was a giant and very scary. B'meh ha'yasayfai, what was his end? L'sayf nafal b'cher v'nafal imai. At the end, he fell by the sword. We know the whole story of David and Galyas, and everyone fell with him. And b'nei Amon, the Amonim, what happened with them? B'ayim ben Yitzchayim shel shaybach. They came with shaybach. He was their general, tall and strong as well, very scary. B'meh ha'yasayfai, what was his end? L'sayf nafal b'cher v'nafal imai. He fell by the sword, and they fell with him. B'vatem yatem kain, you're not so. Ki Hashem lekechem ha'elchim machem li'lachem lachem v'gal. Hashem, your God, who's going with you, He's fighting for you. And what's this referring to? That Hashem's going with you? Obviously, Hashem is always with a person. But over here, the emphasis is on Zeh Machne Aron. This is referring to the camp of the Aron. The Aron Kodesh was brought out to battle with them. And so the Kohen is telling the soldiers, you do not have to be afraid. We want to mention the base. We continue describing this. V'dibru ha-shaitrim el-am lemar. And the officers spoke to the nation saying, and we're going to learn of three categories of people who, even though they're ready to fight the war, they're ready to go to battle, they're going to turn around and they're not going to. Who are these? So first, the pasuk tells us, who's a man who built a brand new house and he didn't inaugurate it, which means he didn't live in it yet, so he turns around and goes back. So obviously he's talking about building a house, but it's not just a house. It could even be that he built a house for straw, for his cattle, for wood, or any sort of storage facility. Since this is considered a house and one could live in it, it all fits in the same category of a person who built a house. And this is also whether he built it or even if he bought it, Yerish if he inherited it, Echad Shenita Lo Matana, or if it was given to him as a gift. The only situation is if he didn't live in it yet or if he didn't use it, so then he's going to turn back. Category number two, Umiyo Isha Sharnata Karim V'Lechil Lo V'Gaymer, who planted a vineyard and he wasn't Machal it yet, which means he didn't enjoy from its fruits yet. He's also going to go back. And this is Echanonai Teah Karim, whether a person plants a vineyard, which is grapes, V'Echanonai Teah Chamishay Lani Machal, or if he planted five fruit-bearing trees. V'Afilim Yechamesh Yasminin, even if it's five different types of trees, it could be apples, pears, peaches, plums, nectarines, that still fits this category. And Echanonai Teah, whether he plants, V'Echanonai Mavrich, it could be that he was Mavrich, which is basically taking a very long vine, putting it in the ground, and then that sprouts a new vine. V'Echanonai Markiv, or if he grafted, V'Echanonai Keach, if he bought it, V'Echanonai Yarish, he inherited it, V'Echanonai Shenita Lo Matana, or if it was given to him as a gift. And category number three, Umeya Yishasher Eras Isha V'Gaymer. The Kain says, who engaged a woman? He gave her Kiddushin, and he didn't marry her yet. He's also going to turn back. And this is Echanam Arsis Abasula V'Echanam Arsis Almana. This is whether he gave Kiddushin to a Basula or an Almana. Afilu Shemeres Yavam, even if she's a Shemeres Yavam, meaning his brother died without children, and he's waiting to marry his brother's wife, so he fits in this category as well. And Afilu Shama Shemes Achav Amachama, even if he heard that his brother died in war, which means the battle started already, and this is a fresh group of soldiers that's going to be going out, since his brother died in war, and now he has a mitzvah of Yibam. Also, Chayzer Balai, he's going to go back, and he's not going to fight the battle. Now, Kol Elu Shem Devri Kayin Marech HaMacham HaMachayzerin, all these people, these three categories, they're going to listen to the words of the Kayin, and they're going to go back. Now, they're not going to go back home and twiddle their thumbs. They're still going to be involved in the war effort to some extent. Umesapkin Mayim Umazayin, they're going to provide food and water to the troops. Umetakin Esadrachim, and they're going to fix the roads as well. This is being involved in the war effort, but it's not being on the front lines. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Daud, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.